In the zone at 91.3, that was Kill Count off of Fast Motions by The Balconies out of Toronto. And joining me in the zone right now is lead singer and guitarist, Jackie.
Hello.
Now, mate, I like context, so let's go back. I know that The Balconies started out at the University of Ottawa when you were studying classical music, but can you tell the zoners that are just discovering you now with Money Money that's brand new where it all started out?
I was studying violin, and Liam was playing classical guitar. And we became fast friends, just seeing each other in the same music building. And we both also came from pop and rock and some punk backgrounds, just playing in bands in our hometowns. And we were like, oh, you like rock music? You like these punk bands? Okay, this is pretty cool. Why don't we just start a band and start playing music together? So it happened pretty quickly, but it was very organic. And we had very similar taste in music. And then The Balconies formed, and we started touring a lot, and we ended up playing Europe about 5 times in 1 year, which is pretty crazy. It's been a blast. It's been really crazy. We have now, this is our third album that we'll be releasing in the fall.
Yeah, and you're coming up 10 years now, really.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that feel like to be a band that is still making headway into the Canadian sort of rock scene and to be 10 years there?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy. Like, I still feel like I'm 18 and, you know, I still feel green sometimes because I'm just as excited as I ever was. But the thing with Canada is it's just so big and there's so many people you can reach out to. The drives are really long when you're trying to tour across the country, but I love it. We're never going to quit playing music. We're always going to keep touring and reaching out to more and more people as much as we can.
What was your first foray into music? I mean, if you're studying violin and you're studying classical violin, how did you get going into music in the first place?
My dad was always playing a lot of blues piano at home. He loved rock music and he would always write his own little songs. And that was actually like my very first introduction to music. He also played guitar. And it's funny because no one else in my family was really all that musical. My grandmother was, and I guess she passed that on to my father. But yeah, I just took a liking to the piano and to guitar. But for some reason, I was like, Mom, Dad, I need to learn violin. Of all the instruments that we have at the house, you need to buy me a violin because we obviously don't have that one. So let's just make it extra difficult for you guys. But they obviously saw that I was really excited about violin, so they got me violin lessons. And then when I was about 12 years old, I moved on to guitar, and I started writing my own songs and kind of found my own voice. And I liked having the balance between, you know, the classical music, it is a little more strict. It teaches you all about discipline, and, you know, you're reading these amazing pieces of work that have been written like hundreds of years ago. And it's pretty profound. It's very exciting. But there's also something really special about writing my own music and learning some of my favorite band's songs that kind of just adds this extra element to music education, I guess. So for me, I felt like it was always really important to have my foot in both worlds. My music teachers in the classical world didn't really like that because they wanted me to solely focus on classical music. But I love both, and I continue to play both. But the band takes up a lot more time now. Yeah. So,
what sort of skills could you bring across from going from having learned violin into moving into guitar? Did it make it easy? Did you find that there were certain things that made that your style a bit different in playing guitar?
I don't think it necessarily changed my approach to guitar. Like, my left hand was definitely a little more developed just from playing violin. But guitar actually made a lot more sense to me just because it was a little more rhythmical. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It just kind of, I felt like I learned guitar like within like a week. And my parents were like, oh, what happened? Like, how come you know how to play all these guitar chords and you're playing Green Day and like Oasis? Those were like two of the first bands that I was really listening to and wanting to learn their songs. But then I started getting even more serious about it and wanting to learn, you know, some Led Zeppelin. It's a very far memory, but I just remember it just happening really quickly. And yeah.
So how old were you when you started the guitar then?
I was 12. Picked up violin around 8 years old. Yeah, around 12 I picked up guitar, just started practicing pentatonic scales and learning different chords. And then I would try to learn songs with my ear. I guess by the time I was 13, I wrote my first song. So
boom.
It was a very emo song.
Yeah, no, I've seen some old pictures.
Yeah.
I think we both went through. At one point in my life, I looked like you. I think when you were emo, I was emo, and we looked like we were twins. Yeah. But I definitely, I've seen it because I've only seen you play a couple of times, and both times, I think that I was saying a few years ago, the Balconies for me are one of the most exciting bands in rock in Canada because you guys are unbelievably skilled, and I love, and that's what I see to time. My point here is that I can see the rigid, you must achieve, you must hit that note, you must play in a certain way, classical side of training. Then I can see this ridiculous lunge rock and roller bringing these two styles together. And that's why, for me, you stood out the first time I saw you at Lucky Bar, is because you were playing the guitar like it was an animal. It wasn't an instrument, it was an animal. And you'd, you'd smash those two styles together. Anyway, that's just what
I saw. No one's ever described it like that before. My guitar's an animal. I love it. Thank you.
So to tie in then to the new stuff, what on money is redonkulously cool. What the hell? What's with this? I was worried. I saw a video of you on Instagram a year ago, and I thought you guys were going to go very, very synth heavy, and you were going to maybe lose a little bit of that edge, like with Kill Count and whatnot. But this song is sultry, it's testing, it's brooding. What the hell's going on with the Balconies right now? Tell me about it.
Well, you're actually pretty on point there. We definitely have incorporated some synthesizers and more electronic influences into our music. However, we still wanted to stay true to the Balconies, I guess, sonic. How can I explain this? We definitely still want to have that edge, I guess you could say. Our roots are definitely in rock and punk music, and we thought it was really important to maintain that like high energy kind of performance. So, but we still wanted to have a bit of a departure and grow sonically. So there are definitely some more synthesizers in the mix, but I feel like with Money, what was really important, especially for this song, was the loud chanting backups. I've always been really into powerful harmonies. That's why like I'm a huge Beatles fan, is their harmonies are impeccable. And because we have such great singers in the band, I'm like, you know what? We should take advantage of this and have that three-part harmony. I just think it's so powerful live, and it just kind of hits you in your soul. So, we're really excited about the team. We're excited about all the new songs, and we can't wait to get back to Victoria and share them with you guys.
Yeah, big time. I mean, we can't really reveal too much. You've not released a date for this yet, have you?
It'll be in October. That's all I can say.
I'm not even talking about the shows. I meant the album.
October. October is when the album will be released.
Okay, no one would have noticed that mistake at all. And so who are you aiming this Money song at? Who are you angry at in it?
Who am I angry at?
Well, you keep saying you want to take my money. Like, what, are you talking to Longa McQuaid for the rental deals? Who are you talking to here?
We're talking about the man. Well, no, we were kind of going through a lot over the course of the past 3 years. We just felt a little taken advantage of by maybe a bit of the industry. And this is kind of us taking the power back and making, I guess, a statement about our creative independence. And it's us basically just saying, F you.
I thought we're, so. Yeah. I can hear it in your vocal. Every single time the chorus comes around, you clearly didn't just copy and paste those, because every time the chorus comes in, you get angrier and angrier, and you can hear it.
Yeah, that tune I actually did all in one take. I really wanted to make sure that I was capturing that energy. So sometimes it'll get like a little pitchy, but I like that. I like those little happy mistakes that pop in there. So yeah, I really want to make sure it was done in one take, just so the performance was there and you'd get that raw emotion.
Awesome. Ah, that's so good. That's all I need for the interview. That's why I'm pausing. Just to leave
amazing,
the space.
Awesome.
Jackie of the Balconies, we're going to play your brand new song In the Zone now. Thank you so much for your time, mate. And here's Money.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You're very sweet. You made my day.